What up, guys? Welcome to Archive TV. I'm Shane, back again for another strain review. Today, we're checking out some ice cream cake grown here in Oregon by Herbal Dynamics. Ice cream cake is a Sea Junkie strain that has really risen to popularity big time in the last couple of years. Genetics-wise, it's going to be Wedding Cake, obviously another classic Sea Junkie creation, crossed with the Gelato 33, aka the Larry Bird. As far as for me, I always thought the 33, it's my favorite of all the gelatos. I always felt like it's just a little bit dankier, a little bit kind of more like a chocolatey, earthy vibe to it that I don't get with a lot of the other gelatos, which I've always kind of enjoyed. Taking two strains that are kind of known for packing a punch. Wedding Cake, for me, it's like a nice, subtle, creamy flavor. It's not too over the top, not super pungent, not a lot of like crazy gas in there, even with the TK influence. But it's always been one of those ones that tests high, good potency, tends to pack a pretty good punch. Combined with the 33 on this one, I'm expecting this to be some pretty potent weed. I've tried ice cream cake a few times in the past. It's always like pretty nice looking weed, I would say. Tends to form some nice big round tops like that, which tend to look pretty nice. Good color on it. Kind of a dark green with a real dark purple background. Almost reminds me of like an old school like GDP look or something like that. Why don't we pack one up in the pipe real quick and then we'll roll one up. Again, like I've been saying, for a lot of this legal Portland weed out here, I've been pretty impressed. So with that being said, let's go in on the first little taste test here. Super, super smooth, minimal expansion on this. This is the type of weed that you can just rip and rip and rip and rip and you never really get that tickle. Super, super smooth on the front end, kind of getting like a creamy, kind of not chocolatey like I was saying I get like from the Gelato 33 sometimes. It's definitely more of like a... kind of definitely has that pastry thing going on, but more like on the vanilla side, like a vanilla scone or something like that. But kind of like a little bit gassier back end too. So I would say sweet up front, kind of gassy in the back. I feel like a lot of times when you have hybrids that have kind of both of those influences, that's usually the order that my palate detects them in. I get the sweet up front. If it's got the gas kick or the skunk funk, I kind of get that in the back. I'd say this one's definitely true to that. Yeah, that's nice. Super tasty. You detect it right away as soon as the smoke hits the tip of your tongue. Like I said, super smooth, 10 out of 10 on the smoke for this, as far as just it being like a really mellow, enjoyable smoke. And I'd say that's typical for ice cream cake usually. I've tried this strain a bunch of times in the past. It got really, really big in the Bay in LA a couple years ago. I kind of saw a lot of it in a real short period of time and maybe got a little bit sick of it, but I actually haven't seen it in a while now. So I was stoked to pick this one up. I could have sworn we had a review of ice cream cake on the channel already, but I looked and we didn't. So I figured I would go ahead and grab this one up and do a quick video. Should be kind of interesting too. I grabbed a couple other things here. Just grabbed a couple nugs of some Oishi. Wasn't planning on doing a review on it. Just always like to grab some of this to smoke when I'm out here. And then I grabbed a little ice cream cake times Oishi. So maybe I'll do another video kind of comparing the three of these. Kind of an interesting rare treat when you can sit down and smoke the two parents and a hybrid, you know, albeit, you know, maybe from different gardens or whatever. So definitely look forward to that coming up. I definitely like the way this stuff smokes out of a pipe. Let's go roll a joint. leg rolled up here. I was definitely getting a lot more like gassier, funkier notes on the breakdown when I was getting ready to roll this up than I got just breaking down a bowl to smoke on. So definitely excited to fire this thing up and see how she's tasting out of a joint. Creamier out of the joint for sure. Almost get like a tiny hint of like almost a berry thing in there too. A little earthier in the joint for sure. Still definitely sweet on the front end. Kind of settles into more of like a earthy, I don't know, not super gassy on the back end, but there's definitely a little funk there too. Definitely kind of a multi-layered effect with the flavor on this one. I know, I still haven't fixed the squeaky chair. Funny thing is there's five other perfectly good chairs in this office. Somehow I always end up picking the squeaky one for the videos. This is smoking about the way I thought it would, you know. Obviously, another one that kind of falls into the modern cannabis category of the dessert flavors, you know, kind of in the pastry aisle. Definitely sweet, vanilla, earthy, funky, a little bit of everything in this one. I imagine this would be a great, you know, midday to nighttime smoke if you just want to kind of have something mellow. Like I said, super mellow on the lungs. I would say the effect of this one is probably going to be pretty chill as well. So definitely all around good strain. If you haven't tried Ice Cream Cake, I would recommend checking it out. Got a nice little oil ring going on this thing, burning pretty clean. Yeah, good weed. As far as like what I would prefer to smoke, I would say I'd take the Ice Cream Cake over just the Wedding Cake by itself. It's for being in that gelato realm, you know, it definitely leans more to that side. I would say the 33 to me is just like a little bit more of a unique smoke, a little bit more layered, a little heavier, a little thicker on like the earthy chocolatey side of things. And I feel like that was kind of passed down with this one. This actually takes pretty good influence from both of them, I think. Little bit of funk, little kick on the back end, and I think it gets more from the 33. But overall, a pretty smooth, nice pastry, vanilla scone type flavor, which mostly comes from the cake. I'm pretty impressed with this one. Pretty good batch, I would say. I think that pretty much does it for this one, guys. If you can think of any strains that you want to see us review next, put them down there in the comments. Make sure you like, subscribe, press all the buttons, do all the things, hit the bell so you don't miss the future videos. And I'll see you on the next one.